A1A Beach Boulevard, just south of the St. Augustine Pier. The attorneys can be reached at 461-3000. That's 461-3000. Or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Trusted voices with solid teaching and talk.
This is The Truth, 91.7.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board, join in the dialogue and discussion that we have right here each and every day on Let's Face the Issues. Let me remind you up front, after I give a brief monologue, we're going to open the telephone lines, invite you to call in, join in the dialogue and discussion today. We're asking the question, what happened to America? The America you grew up in. The America I grew up in. The America that we had the pledge to the flag in our schools. The America where we had Bible in our classrooms in the public school. The America where people were not ashamed of the American flag. The America where people would fly the American flag and be proud to do so and not fearful that someone would come in and desecrate the home because the American flag is flying. Whatever happened to the America where it was, how would you say, safe to be in any other nation and be recognized as being from America? What happened to the America where other nations recognized the power and the strength of America was built on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God? What happened to the America where our foundation of morals and ethics and values built on the Judeo-Christian values that we find in the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God? Ladies and gentlemen, that's a question that I believe begs to be answered and demands to be answered. What happened to the America that we all grew up in? Yes, I understand there's an age group today in America that looks at America as being the big bad wolf, that sees America as being wicked and evil. Some see America as being the one that stole the land of the original settlers, or the original Americans, if you will. Some believe that America is bad because some back eons ago owned and sold slaves. Some believe that America is bad because Donald J. Trump is president and sits in the Oval Office. We're going to talk about the different nuances of that today and understand that we are coming apart at the seams, as some would call it. I'm looking at a headline that says, pull those pages out. Church bishop claims Bible is not the Word of God and a third testament is required. A bishop of the United Church of Christ has lashed out angrily at the Bible, condemning it as not the Word of God and unacceptable because of the verses that it now contains. But Yvette Flunders, F-L-U-N-D-E-R, senior pastor of the City of Refuge Church, United Church of Christ group in Oakland, California. You can't expect any different from the left coast. But anyway, she has the perfect solution. Rip out the pages that she finds offensive and have a third testament to fix the first two. Flunder goes extremist even in the community of extremes, who already have found biblical support for the LGBTQ lifestyle. Supposedly they found support for abortion in the Bible. They found support for racism and much, much more, according to this particular loose-likes, lost liberal female bishop. The report reveals that she is presiding bishop of the Fellowship of Affirming Ministries and an avowed womanist. Maybe she knows what a woman is. We got a U.S. Supreme Court justice that doesn't. And a proponent of liberation theology. Further, she is gay married to another woman and is about as progressive as any liberal as they come today. Addressing the Center for Public Theology and Public Policy, she demanded, "I'm of the opinion that we need a third testament because the Bible has become very problematic." "Now, I'm a believer," she said. "My whole heart. I trust God with my whole heart. I wake up in the morning talking to God and God talking to me. But I'm completely frustrated with the ways in which the text, speaking of the Bible, speaks to the kind of vitriol God that makes those kind of things." And people will say, "Well, it's in the book." And I said, "Then we need to pull the pages out." And they said, "Well, we can't do that. It's the Word of God." I said, no, it's words about God. Come on now. Sound like Joe Biden, doesn't you? "But it's the Word of God," they claim. No, it's not the Word of God at all. Ladies and gentlemen, therein is part and parcel of the problem with America today. Pulling away, tearing away at the fundamental, foundational stones that built America. Listen, were it not for the Bible, the Word of God, there may not be an America. Without the Word of God that America has been built on, and we're now celebrating 250 years, we may never have existed had it not been for the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, I call it the truth book. Jesus, speaking to his disciples, says, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made about the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. John 17:17 reads, "Thy word is truth." And Psalms 117:2 says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." You might ask the question, how long is forever? My answer is very simple. It's forever. Everlasting. Ladies and gentlemen, it was the secularist George Orwell that said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." We find that to be factually true even today. Multitudes today are finding ways to deviate from the truth, bifurcate the truth, have their own version of the truth. As I'm reading the headlines now, most younger Americans say there's no such thing as absolute truth. And then Webster's Dictionary begins the article. Webster's Dictionary says, "Truth is the body of real things, real events, real facts, actualities, and the state of being in the case fact." Ladies and gentlemen, multitudes are taking the facts, bifurcating the facts, changing the facts, mollifying the facts, somehow, some way, subtracting from the truth. But we find it, I call it frightening. 55% of the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, say there's no such thing as absolute truth. In fact, their statement, "Each person determines his or her own version of truth." I find it factually a lie when that mindset prevails in society. And we're finding that today when it comes to, for example, I'll touch on it further in the broadcast, when it comes to the Southern Poverty Law Center that's just been indicted by federal grand jury. We find those on the left, the loose likes laws liberals, the Marxist media, and the socialist Marxist communists, called the Democrats, already saying that that is not true, that it is the Donald Trump that is persecuting, prosecuting, and getting revenge on organizations, et cetera, in America that he doesn't like. All of a sudden, we're finding there being a bifurcation of truth, a challenge for truth, an undermining of truth. And ladies and gentlemen, that's one of the core things that America's built on, the truth of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus makes a powerful statement. He says, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." Now, ladies and gentlemen, if I can go back for a few months and use a real vivid illustration. Charlie Kirk was traveling the nation, standing on truth. His voice was quenched. His life was taken. He was assassinated by the bullet of a man that hated what he was saying and called him a hate monger. We'll talk about further today in this broadcast. We're asking the question, what happened to America? Things like the Southern Poverty Law Center that called Charlie Kirk a hate monger, that calls the Christians today that stand against the sodomite movement called the LGBTQ agenda, calls conservatives and Christians like the American Family Association, ACLJ, and I could go on and on and on, of which we'll cover later in the broadcast, calls them hate mongers, Islamophobias. It is amazing, ladies and gentlemen, how we have allowed organizations to thrive for a long length of time in America, that their design purpose is to undermine the foundation. And the scripture is very, very clear. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? In Psalms 11:6-3. So what does it mean? The word foundation there literally means the moral, ethical, spiritual, societal structure that holds our nation together. Ladies and gentlemen, the morals and ethics and values that we cling to, hold to, and have loved so long, that's the foundation of America. And we're witnessing it being eroded every day. And the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party, along with the Marxist media, are first at hand. They're at first base with the bat in hand, being carrying out the activities every day of destroying our nation. Now, you might say, well, we've had the enemies of God since the foundation of the world. You remember in Genesis, the third chapter, Satan said, "Yea, hath God said," as he challenged Adam and Eve. We found that same voice, "Yea, hath God said," resoundingly sounding throughout time in America and the world, especially the 250 years of America. We've had that, "Yea, hath God said." It's the challenge of God. It's the undermining of God's word. It is the rejection of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God that we see taking place today, that's bringing about more and more of the erosion of our foundation. Now, you might say, at this juncture, what's the answer? I'll go fast forward. The answer is, Christians need to be salt and light. Christians and conservatives and patriots need to stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen. We need to be at the ballot box. I don't know how many Christians voted in Virginia's election on Tuesday, but I know it was a 51-49% vote. It is unconstitutional. We'll talk about that in a moment and allow you to have your say-so, your thoughts. What happened? Did the Virginians misunderstand the ballot? Were the Virginians lied to? Is it possible that many in Virginia really want to undermine and tear down and destroy America? And if Virginia, if that law that just, that bill that just passed, if it is sustained, America's gone. Our nation is gone because it'll destroy the midterm elections. And if the socialist, Marxist, communists get into power, we'll have a uniparty, a single party of communist, progressive, wokeism for the balance of the life of America, whatever time frame that may be. I believe we need to take a stand for truth. Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to it, learn it, live it, tell it, love it, and stand for it. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tool for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time is the full line of homeowner brand like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the Homeowner Brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Perhaps you say, how do I find that? 11291 Old St. Augustine Road is right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road on the campus of Tools for Time. There's an identifier, a benchmark. There's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows the U.S. flag, Old Glory, 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. The base of the flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, our telephone lines are open. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. What is your opinion? What are your thoughts? What happened to America? Where did we go wrong? What is the point of no return? Have we reached it? Are we on the fast track for it? Is there something that you could do or that I could do that will preserve our nation henceforth into the future? Proverbs 29:2 says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe the answer to that is the Word of God. The B-I-B-L-E is the only answer. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, you know, during this week, it's still ongoing now, 500 people, individuals and ministries, are at the Museum of the Bible, some doing it remotely. President Trump just read the other day, 2 Chronicles 7:14, 11 through about verse 21-22, including 2 Chronicles 7:14. All of the Democrats, hair on fire, screaming, arguing, feigning that he is breaking the law, that somehow, some way, he's done something against the Constitution by simply reading the Bible. Ladies and gentlemen, our foundation is the Bible, with the moral, ethical, spiritual values as the footing for our nation. And somehow, some way, there's a mindset that President Trump ought not to read the Bible. Let me just read you a brief article. We'll take our callers. This article says, Mike Johnson said America's greatness began with one of the core beliefs that our rights come from God and not government. Speaking at the launch of the America Reads the Bible in Washington, D.C., he called the week-long reading of Scripture a national rededication and said it is a chance, listen, to defend and restore the foundations of our country. And he goes on to give a brief personal testimony. I believe Joel's on the line. Joel, go with the question or comment, please.
Actually, my name is Phil, P-H-I-L.
That's good. Phil, go ahead. I'm sorry.
What you're talking about, I believe where our nation went wrong was about the time I was born, which was 63-64, when our Supreme Court, in their infinite wisdom, took the Bible and prayer out of our schools. One of our founding fathers, I can't remember which one, said that if we ever did that, we wouldn't be able to build enough prisons. Mm-hmm. That's where we went wrong, and it's been growing ever since. My whole lifetime, it's just been getting worse and worse.
Phil, brother, you're exactly right. I'm thankful to hear that statement. You're on target with that. When we took the Bible out of the classroom, took prayer out of the classroom, we have witnessed there's an uncontrollable youth that we have in America today. The whole, how would you say, the age group growing up now that's now the age that most are in charge of those things that are societal leadership roles, grew up in a society, grew up in an era when they were told that the Bible could not be read in the classroom. In fact, it went even further. Could not have prayer in the classroom, could not read the Bible, and even eroded to the point that most schools, even some of them today, public schools, say that you can't have the pledge to the flag today because it might offend somebody. Just as today, just as at this era, there's the mindset that President Trump ought not to read the Bible. In fact, one airhead on national television on the Communist Network News said that, after all, reading the Bible could offend some because we have multiple religions in America. The Hindu might be offended. The atheist might be offended. The agnostic might be offended. Those that are Islamic may be offended. And so, therefore, he ought not to read the Bible. Now, Phil, I believe what they're saying when they make that kind of statement is let's toss the Bible in the garbage can, forget the moral ethical values, and let's go ahead with the wokeism, the progressivism that is deviating away from God. And as you said, you're exactly right. We started the downhill track back in 61, 62, and 63, and we've continued to follow that track. I'm glad to see, however, don't know if you've read it or not, it's not been on the news that I know of.
Right. God bless you, Dr. Youngblood.
Phil, God bless you. Thank you for your call. The appeals court in the state of Texas just ruled that Texas can have the Ten Commandments in every classroom in every public school in the state of Texas. I believe that's a wise move. I'd like to see more of that taking place across our nation today. I'm looking at an article. This is one that someone put on Facebook. What President Trump did last night in the White House, is referring to when he read the Bible in the White House, with Bible will give me goosebumps, America. I'm a grown man, and I'm not ashamed to tell you that my eyes fill with tears today because I saw something I never expected to see in my lifetime. The most powerful man on earth, sitting in the most powerful desk on earth with a Bible open in front of him, not for the cameras, not for votes, not for political reason, just a man and his God. Donald Trump has billions. He has towers with his name on them. He has power that most human beings cannot even imagine. And yet, he sat in the Oval Office, opened the Word of God, and read it out loud for an entire nation to hear. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, I will hear from heaven and heal their land. By the way, that's a paraphrase because the whole text, I'll read it later, covers far more than that. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. What happened to America? What say you happened to America? If you know what you feel happened, what is the fix for it? What can we do as Christians, conservatives, and patriots? I believe Lily's on the line. Go over the question or comment, please. Hello.
Yes, good day. Thank you very much, Dr. Youngblood. God bless you. Thank you. I am saying that we are, as Americans, we are comfortable with our values and our foundation, and we didn't plan to change. So I would think it is fair to ask the people who are here who would be offended by us reading the Bible or president reading the Bible, who do not like our culture and values. It would be good to just ask them to kindly go back to their country where they are comfortable with the values.
Amen. I second that yes. Motion. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. I think that is a good thing for them to do. And thank God for what has happened in Texas. And the only answer to where we are is for believers to rise up. Stop looking at party politics, I'm a Democrat or I'm a Republican. Look at what is happening. A president, we have a president who is doing things for the Christians, for the church. And believers need to rise up, but open your eyes and know we are in trouble. Because unless you believers rise up and take a stand and turn, let the nation to turn back to God, we are in big trouble. So thank you for what you're doing, Pastor.
Lily, I am thankful for you and thankful for your statements. Let me read part of an article and get your reply and response and your thoughts on it. Headline of the article says, nearly half of Americans are Bible readers. Here's how much scripture they have read. Let me read you some statistics and then ask you a question. Just shy of half of Americans have read at least 50% of the Bible, but only a quarter qualify as active scripture readers. According to the just released data, the American Bible Society surveyed 2,649 U.S. adults from January the 8th through the 27th and found that 48% of Americans said they have read half the Bible or more, including 17% who said they've read the entire Bible. Another 17% said they've read most of the Bible. 14% say they have read about half the scriptures. 35% of the respondents said they have read a little of the Bible, while 7% admitted they're not sure if they've read the Bible at all. A plurality of Americans, 42%, never used the Bible, with 13% using it less than once a year, and 7% read the scripture once or twice a year. Now, here's my question, Lily. If only 42% of Americans ever read the Bible, and only 13% use it less than a year, and 7% read the Bible maybe twice a year, and they're talking about just parts of the Bible, not the whole text, would you say that that's part and parcel of the eroding of our foundation? Would that lend itself to being willing to allow the progressive left, the woke culture, the progressives in the culturally Marxist society in which we're living, that would allow Christians to bow and bend if they do not know the scripture? Am I right or wrong, or is that part of your thinking?
Yes, I am in full agreement with that, that Christians, we have failed the nation. We have a responsibility, and when we fail to stand up for what we believe and stand up for who we are, then we really give place to the enemy. And so a lot of the blame, for blame all of we, not for the unbeliever. The believers are the ones who have to bear the responsibility for where our country is going. And we have sold out, like selling out our values, selling out our country to the powers of darkness. Why
Absolutely.
Would we do that?
And Lily, there's an argument with President Trump reading the Bible. I listened to some of the Loose Likes Lost Liberals on the Communist Network News, some of the anchors that were remonstrating against his reading the Bible, said that it might offend the Muslims, it might offend the Hindus, it might offend the agnostic, might offend the atheist. What is your response to that?
I would say that they don't belong here, because this is America, and this is our value, intricate part of what we stand for, what we represent. So if you're not comfortable with it, then you really don't belong here. That's all I can say. You know, so may God really intervene and help believers to take a stand and decide what we really want. Join our lot with Texas, taking a stand, and work together
Absolutely.
To turn back to God. Yes.
And one of the things, Lily, I say to these that are objecting to President Trump as the national leader to read the Bible, one of the things that I say to those that are rejecting the Christians and the conservatives in America, go to Iran, take a stand of what you want to say against the leader there. We had just recently, because the people got in the streets, wanted to overthrow the atheistic, heathenistic, angry leadership, and about 30 to 50,000 were machine gunned down in the streets.
Yes.
The Pope, by the way, said nothing about that. That's the kind
nothing.
Of society that you
That's
have in other
right.
nations. So here we are in America, where we're free to read the Bible, free to call on God, free to have churches. We have those that are working within that are enemies to the foundation, enemies to our nation, wanting to erode the foundation and destroy America. I'm thankful, Lily, that we have as a nation survived for 250 years. But unless God intervenes, and unless Christians wake up, I don't see the future of America being very long before us. But I'm thankful for what God has given us. I'm thankful for the glimmer of light we're seeing in places like Texas and others, where they're taking a stand for the Bible. Lily, thank you so much for your call.
Yes.
And God bless you. And may we keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Listen, we have a lot to talk about today. We're going to talk about some of the other things taking place in America that's undermining the foundation, the very footers, the bedrock of America, undermining it. We have those like Tucker Carlson. We have those like the Southern Poverty Law Center that's been getting federal tax dollars to undermine and tear down and destroy America. What are we to do? How are we to respond? What should we do today? Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back, right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu. WTRJ